Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. So let's just jump right in, cut all the bullshit and just jump right in. I'm getting flack lately, and I'm not mad about it. I'm actually enjoying it because I love the criticism. I love the conversation because it gives me more, right? And that's part of it. Oh, right there. That's part of it. So you've got all these people telling you, try this, do that. Let's, you know, do this and your life's going to change and everything's going to be wonderful. And all those struggles that you're facing are going to go away and you're not going to have to worry about this anymore. And, you know, if you're fighting with your partner, leave them. They're not good enough for you. You deserve better. All of these other things, you know, quit your job and start your own business and it'll be great and you'll never regret it. And nobody's telling you that all of these things, you're going to second guess yourself in them. You're going to experience negative emotions. You're going to experience negative events. There's going to be negativity. And if you've read any of my blogs, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, I focus on bringing you the negative aspects of it. Why? So that you're prepared. And people are like, oh, Melissa, you're creating fear-based ideology and you're fearing people before they even start. I would rather go into something fearing it, knowing the possibilities, and then they're not as bad. If you honestly think about it, if you decide tomorrow that you're going to divorce your partner, you know that's going to be hard. There's nobody who thinks that's not going to be hard in one way or another. You're going into that knowing that there's going to be struggle, knowing that there's going to be moments where you second guess yourself, where you debate, can I do this? Am I capable? How bad is this going to hurt? All of those negative aspects of it. And you do it anyway. Why? Because the benefits outweigh the negativity. You already know potentially what's going to happen during that process, but you do it anyway. You do it regardless of that negativity. Right now, there is this pandemic that everything is perfect and it's sunshine and rainbows and, you know, have a spiritual awakening. It's going to change your life. And nobody's talking about the negative aspects of it. It's like meditation yesterday. I made a post about meditation and I got a lot of flack on it. And you know what? I loved it because that was a teaching moment for me and that was a teaching moment for them. I think that when people are teaching meditation, they should be giving all the facts. You can do that in a loving way. When I tell you that when you meditate, there's the chance that you could astral project. There is a chance that you can start shaking and your temperature can change rapidly. You could get spirit coming to connect with you. All of these things, me telling you that right now, is that a fear? No, it makes an adventure. Okay, those things can happen. You're removing the fear. Right? You don't tell it as, hey, don't be alarmed if this happens. You know, you don't say, oh, hey, be very careful. I'm warning you, this can happen and it's going to be scary. No, that's not the point of it. It's not to scare you out of doing it. It's to give you all the facts so that when you're going into certain things, you have that information. It's not just a, oh, hey, you know, somebody told me to do this. I did it and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I had the worst experience of my life. Then what? Then you're upset with that person for telling you to do it. You're upset that they didn't give you all the facts. You're upset that all of these things happened and you didn't know that they could happen. You go in for surgery. I'm going for a heart procedure next week and I'm going into it knowing that there's risks. I am terrified because I'm medically squeamish and I'm absolutely a wuss when it comes to anything medical. I have tattoos, can't give me an IV. I lose it. So I'm going in there knowing all of those, knowing that even though I'm going in for a heart procedure, at the end of it, there's the potential of disaster, but there's also the potential that my life will be exponentially better once it's done. So I'm going in there with all the facts. Pharmacies, doctors, you know, all of these places don't give you anything, and I don't push medication, but don't give you anything without giving you the possible side effects. It isn't to create fear. It isn't to stop you from doing something. It's to make sure that you have all the facts before you begin. Spiritual awakenings, they're hard. They're absolutely hard. And they're not easy for everybody. Some people can go into a spiritual awakening and it's the greatest thing ever, and there's no stress, there's no struggle, there's no damaged relationships, there's nothing. But then there's other people who are going into a spiritual awakening or going into a new career or a critical life change, and they're thinking, hey, you know, I'm going to go into this, it's going to be the best thing in the world, and then all of a sudden it falls flat because you weren't warned. Well, these things can happen, but, you know, keep going. Keep going. Right? You have a choice to keep going. If you have the facts, it creates strength. It creates awareness. It creates that ability to push through. You're going to second guess yourself no matter what it is that you do. But if you have all the facts, it's going to be easier. It's not going to be as hard. It's not, you know, it's not going to be as negative. If you walk into something knowing what the risks are, you're prepared. You're prepared for that. When you go into something and you're not prepared for that, how does that feel? Honestly, how does that feel? I want to be the person who is giving you all the facts. I want to be the person who is telling you, hey, you can make it through. Your life can be wonderful, but there's always going to be something negative in your life. You have to learn how to work through that, how to recreate it, how to change it, how to bring positivity in your life, regardless of the negativity, because there's two guarantees in life. One, we're all going to die. That, honestly, that is the number one guarantee of life. And a lot of people, including myself, will tell you that is the only guarantee in life. But I'm going to give you a second one. The second guarantee in anybody's life, and I mean anybody, even the people you think have the most perfect lives, those people have experienced negativity. They have experienced struggle. They have experienced fear. They have experienced conditioning. They have experienced so many negative things in their lives, because that's the purpose of life, is to go through your life having a human experience. And having human experiences is experiencing the negative, experiencing the positive, learning from them, growing from them, and finding strength in them. It's not about just having the sunshine, rainbows, and cupcakes lifestyle. The entire world, if you think about the weather is not always perfect. It's not always sunshine. You have the night. You have storms, you have fires, you have hurricanes and tornadoes and tsunamis and earthquakes and all of these things that are devastating. But if you think something as large and as intimidating and as energetically combined as the earth itself has negative aspects, it's not all perfection. There's always going to be negativity in your life. And I would rather, and I'm sure you would rather, be pre-warned. And it's not even being warned. You want to go through life with the facts, because ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss. How many things could you change? How many reactions, how many moments of fear, how many moments of shock and anger can you remove if you had just had all the facts? And that is what I provide to you. Whether they're negative in people's minds, whether they are positive, whether they are gentle warnings, whether it's me telling you that malachite and black obsidian brings about negative emotions and fears and it enhances them, so you have to work through that, that's not a negative. It can come across as a negative, because it can scare you. And if you know that that's what it's going to do, I wore black obsidian. I knew what it would do. And the night after I wore it, I dreamt that my own child had died. It was terrible. It was terrible. It caused immense fear. I was sad. I was crying. I was upset. But I knew wearing the black obsidian that that was an option. That was an option for me to have those fears come into play. But you know what else that showed me? That showed me that my fears are death. That showed me that losing my husband, losing my children, those are my fears. My fears aren't that somebody is going to walk up and punch me in the face. My fears aren't that I'm not going to be able to make it to the next day. My fears aren't that my bills aren't being paid. My fears aren't that I can't take a program. My fears aren't that I'm going to lose or I'm going to win. Or my fears are losing the people that I love. Lots of people have those fears, but it showed me what my fears are, right? Now I know. Now I can work through them. Now I can live my life understanding what my fears are, understanding what triggers my anxiety or my panic or anything else, and I can work through it. It's not as bad when you have the facts. I know what my fears are. I don't like winter driving. I live in Northern Canada where it's winter halfway through the or half the year, and I refuse to leave my house. I know that about myself, so I avoid those situations. If I have to, I know that I can because I know what can happen. You've got to think, does knowing the facts, does knowing what potentially could happen, is that better for you? Are you more thankful and grateful for that because you go in knowing that that could potentially happen, even if it doesn't? But if it did happen and you didn't have all those facts, how angry are you going to be? How angry and disappointed and afraid are you going to be when something happens that you didn't even know could happen? Again, let's use meditation. And I get tons of flack for this. Meditation, if you don't know going in that meditation is trance-like, because you're focusing on your breathing. If you think about actual hypnosis, not staged hypnosis, but hypnosis for healing, for hypnosis, it's a trance. You're putting yourself into a deep state of relaxation and you are always in control. If you go into a meditation and you're not told, hey, you know, this could potentially happen. You could feel like you're in a trance or that you're astral projecting, like an out-of-body experience. You could start rocking back and forth, swaying, tingling, whatever. All of those things could potentially happen. If you don't know that and you already suffer with panic and anxiety and your friend said, hey, come on, let's try meditation. It'll be great. You know, it's super helpful. The benefits of meditation are ridiculous and far outweigh anything you could possibly do. But if you go into a meditation and you already suffer with panic and anxiety and you don't know that it can potentially cause a fantastic adventure, like trance-like, right? You're going to panic. You're going to go full-blown panic and anxiety. Then you're never going to want to meditate again because you weren't warned and you don't know what else is going to happen. You need the facts. People should be sharing the facts. And that is one thing I do for all of my clients, for all of my listeners, for everybody who comes into contact with me. I give you the facts. Especially the negative ones or the ones that others would perceive to be negative. Not because I want to cause you more fear, not because I want you to not do it because of fear, but because I want to eliminate that stress, that panic, that anxiety, that fear, that uncertainty by you going into something that you don't have all the facts. So that if you have a spiritual awakening, say you come work with me and you start to have a spiritual awakening and you start to absolutely panic and anxiety, you're afraid, you're uncertain, you're thinking that you're going crazy because your reality is shifting. That's what happens with spiritual awakenings. You're connecting your body and mind to your spirit. You are creating a new reality when you understand that your spirit is powerful. Your spirit has your gifts and abilities. Your spirit encourages and allows you to communicate with the universe. That can be devastatingly scary because you feel alone and nobody talks about it. Think about spirituality. Think about psychics and intuitives and mediums and healers and all of these people who are practicing spiritual gifts and abilities. And they say, oh, it's great. It's amazing. I can read cards and I communicate with spirit. They're not telling you that, guess what? So many people experience doubt, uncertainty, fear. They feel like they're crazy. One of my mentors, Carmel Joy Baird, wrote a book about how she grew up thinking that she was crazy because she could communicate with spirit. Nobody talked about, hey, I can communicate with spirit. You may feel crazy when you start to awaken your gifts, or you may have grown up feeling crazy as your gifts were growing and expanding. You're not alone. I'd rather know that I'm not alone in the struggle and suffering and unhappiness and fear that I'm feeling, so that I don't shut it all off. I don't shut myself off. I don't shut everybody else off. And I don't get angry. I don't get scared. I don't get upset. I don't get afraid. And I don't stop doing what I want to do. And I don't stop following my passions. And I don't stop following or giving you all the valuable content that I can, because I'm giving you the awareness. I know the risks. I know that the messages that I share, I can piss people off. I can trigger people. But when you're triggered, you actually start to think. You start to think. You start to realize, why am I triggered? What's causing this trigger? And what does it say about me? So remember, would you rather have all the warnings and all the possibilities? Even though they may seem scary at first, going into something and not knowing, it's fear of the unknown. Fear of the unknown, fear of quitting your job because you don't know what's going to happen after. I can't tell you what's going to happen after, but I can tell you that you'll get through it. Because I know the emotions, I know the mindsets, and I know the struggles that come from it. So would you rather know or not know? Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.